One of the values or virtues that unfortunately has been eroded from our families and our societies nowadays, you know what? Is the value or the virtue of reverence or respect. Do you agree? Gradually, respect, reverence has been eroded from our families, and thus it radiates into our society. For many, respect or reverence is a form of right conduct. But it is more than that. Yes, it is a form of right conduct, but it is a mark of holiness. So when we are respectful, when we respect and reverence authorities, other people, the elderly, the marginalized, we practice within us holiness, my brothers and sisters. The book of Sirach, and it is the reason why I chose this first reading from instead of the book of Samuel, gives to each one of us, especially to children, a reminder that would really struck our heart. Sirach is one of the wisdom books in the Old Testament. And so it gives us a lot of wise teachings that we must follow as children of God. So Sirach reminded the children that once they reverence, once they respect their parents, first, according to the book of Sirach, they already atone for their sins. Isn't it a good reminder? There are many children here. So when you give due respect, reverence to your parents, you are already atoning for your own sins. Second reminder of the book of Sirach. When children give due respect also to their parents, it is as if you are storing riches. You are accumulating riches, which later on, it would be beneficial to your own life. What a good reminder. And I don't think if you would agree with this, with Sirach, the last reminder of Sirach for children who give due respect and reverence to their parents is they will have a long life. Does it make sense, dear children? So if you want to have a long life, give due reverence and respect to your parents. St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, is reminding also each one of us, not only the community of Colossae, for which this letter was written, but for each one of us, that we have to give due reverence also to other people. To other people. He reminded each one of us that we should be merciful or compassionate, understanding, humble, and patient. We should be patient to other people. Why is this so? Because according to St. Paul, we share the same brokenness. In other words, we are all sinful. That's why we should be understanding to other people. We should be merciful to other people. We should be patient. This is one of the virtues that we lack today. We are all impatient, including myself. We are so irritable. Why is it that you come do it right now? I am impatient. Why are we so impatient when God, I told you many times ago, has been patient with all of us. He has been patient with our sinfulness, with our sinful inclination. Who are we who would not be patient to other people? And remember that when we are patient, when we are merciful, when we are humble, we are giving due reverence to other people. And it is a form of our holiness. We can practice holiness through the virtues that St. Paul reminded the Colossians, and it's one of us. And here, another reminder of St. Paul. When we forgive one another, forgiving one another is also an act of reverence to other people. So the opposite is true. When we don't forgive other people, so why would you look at other people? Look at your own family, the couple. When you do not forgive your partner in life, then there is a question about reverence. Remember the reminder of St. Paul? Why we do this? Because we share the same brokenness. We are all sinful in the very eyes of God. No one could boast of his being an upright in the very presence of God, because we all share in the same brokenness of humanity. Does this make sense? We are here in a retreat. You're so serious. 3 points in our gospel today. Very beautiful gospel reading. This is the feast, one of the great feasts of the Jews. And all families have to go to the temple. The temple is the center of the celebration. Since Mary and Joseph are good citizens, so they have to go to the temple, including the boy. It's not only, Jesus was not already a baby, but he was a boy at 12 years old, 10 years old, like that. So when they get home, they were looking for Jesus. And what did they do? They could not find. They thought that Jesus was in the caravan. And so what did they do? They have to go back. Just imagine this, the love of these parents for their only begotten son. They have to sacrifice. That's why when you love, when we truly love, we have to. Oh, why you could not answer? You have to sacrifice. That's why, let us examine if our love is really genuine or true love. We are ready to sacrifice for the other. If you are not ready to sacrifice for your partner, for your kids, for everyone, then reflect on the kind of love that you have. That is the reminder of Jesus precisely on the crucifix. Our crucifix is not a decoration. It is a great reminder of how God sacrificed and loved for us. So in other words, the couple really took pains of going back to the temple, and they found him. And look at this conversation between Jesus and his mother Mary. At first hearing, we would perhaps reprimand Jesus because it is some kind of a irreverence on his part. Why do you look for me? Sometimes our kids would answer back to us, why do you care for me? I'm already a grown up person. Please don't mind my life. Mind yourself. Don't mind me. Right? We hear that from some children, when we reprimand them, when we correct them, please, Dad, Mom, don't mind me. I am old enough. Just like Jesus, no? But in the first hearing, it's a form of irreverence. But no, because the answer of Jesus is a deep connotation. What was the answer? Oh, that Mary said, don't you know that we are so anxious, we're so worried about you because we love you. That's why we are here. We took pains of going back to the temple just to look for you. And here you would give us this answer. But the answer of Jesus is, don't you know that I have to be in my Father's business? Or don't you know that I have to do the will of the Father? You know, my dear brothers and sisters, being available to God the Father is also a highest form of reverence. It is a respect on God. I must be doing the will of my Father. This is the way I show my reverence to God. So don't worry, my dear mother and my father Joseph, because I am just doing the will of the Heavenly Father. Then after that, Jesus went home with Mary and Joseph. Another form of reverence on the part of Jesus. He gladly accepts Joseph and Mary to be his parents. There are kids here. There are children here. And I would like also to ask this question. Can we choose our parents? Can we? We cannot. Why? Because our parents are God's gift to us. It is God who gave us his parents. You know why? When I was new in the seminary, I came to reflect on this. Why is it that my mom is like this? My mom has not finished her schooling. I should have chosen a mother who is a doctor, a teacher, a professional. But no, we cannot. We cannot choose our parents. Who is here who could say, yes, Father, I could choose my parents. No, you cannot choose your parents. It is God who gave you your parents. So love, respect your parents. The third, when Mary realized this, he kept all these things into his heart. It is also a form of reverence on the part of Mary to really dwell on the goodness, the blessings, the graces that God has given us. These are the ways, my dear brothers and sisters, of being respectful and reverential. When we really know the will of God, when we reverence God, we cannot but also show our reverence and respect to other people. Happy feast day of the Holy Family.